Shabbat Shalom, it's Reuben Abrahimov, the Haftorah man. This week's Parsha is Vayakhel, and in it, it is a continuation of the story of the building of the Mishkan, or the Tabernacle. So now, we have to read a Haftorah with something that is thematically similar to the Parsha. So where do we go? Zoom, right into Book of Melachim, Kings, Shlomo HaMelech. These are light and fun haftorahs. They are some of the most interesting haftorahs. Why? Because you hear about the blueprints, the building of the Beit HaMikdash and what went in them. So here, the story is about Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest man that ever lived. We know about him that the Queen of Sheba came to visit and was so impressed with him, she complimented him and said, "You are far wiser than your reputation." We know that Shlomo HaMelech wrote Shir HaShirim, Kohelet, and Mishlei, the three books of wisdom that Shlomo HaMelech wrote at the beginning, the middle, and at the end of his life. It said that he was married not only to Pharaoh's daughter, but also he had 700 political liaisons and 300 concubines. He was very wealthy. It says that Israel was this way station between Egypt and Mesopotamia. And in those days, he was making profit from the taxes, people going on the king's highway, about $250 million a year, according to my jeweler's calculations. So what else do we know about Shlomo HaMelech? Is that he became king at 13, built the temple at 16, he finished 7 years later. He only lived till he was 52. Now let's dive into the Haftarah, because what is it talking about? Well, it talks about the different things that were built inside the Beit HaMikdash, that Shlomo took 7 years to build it, and he contracted the Michelangelo of his day. His name was Hiram, and he was up north. He was of a family of these very fine artisans, and that Hiram was the one that helped him build the temple and give it its look. The two main tribes that were used for building the Beit HaMikdash were Yehuda and Dan. You go, Yehuda? Of course. Malchus, you know, Beis David is coming out of Yehuda. What are you talking about? Dan, wasn't he the weakest? It's supposed to show achdus within the Jewish people, that we never cut anybody off. We never separate people. We always invite each other as one large family with no judgmentalness and no criticism. So this was a teamwork and a family effort. And it talks about these two pillars that were casted from bronze outside of the entrance to the Beit HaMikdash. And you know what? They had names. Yachin and Boaz. The pillars had names, and that they were decorated with 400 little pomegranates and beautiful casted decorations. These ornaments were beautiful. They had different lulavim and shoshanim, roses all over them, very ornate and intricate. Also, it goes on to explain that they built menorahs. In the Mishkan, there was one menorah. In the Beit HaMikdash, that they built 10 additional ones, and they had them in two rows, five and five. What else did they have? Of course, you had in the Kadosh HaKadoshim, the Ark of the Covenant. You had the Luchos, the Ten Commandments, inside of this Aron. But also you see that they built a basin for the mikveh, for the Kohanim, to dip themselves in. And in front of each side, there were three bulls on each side of it, so 12 in total, one representing each one of the tribes. Remember, owning a bull in the Near East 3,000 years ago was the jackpot. You fed it grass, that's what you put in. What you got out? Horns, leather. A cow would give you milk. There was meat. This was a great, great, great bonanza and made you very, very wealthy. That's why you see these golden calf stories or Parah Aduma stories. The cow was a prize in those days. And then finally also the Lechem HaPanim, the showbread that they would use ceremoniously in the Beit HaMikdash. So the connection is one is talking about the Mishkan and the Haftarah is talking about the Beit HaMikdash. And it is just a time to pause and to think about how good we had it. That we go to synagogue today, we used to go to Beit HaMikdash 3,000 years ago, and our tefillot, our prayers, and that the better days are coming, and that the Mashiach comes soon, and the rebuilding of the city of Jerusalem is a complete rebuilding to include a Beis HaMikdash, a holy temple. Shabbat Shalom, enjoy the Haftarah.